Legislative report.
Well, I won't talk about the budget since Cindy and Diane already did.
Got that covered.
The Senate Bill 42 is the school safety bill authorizing school districts to levy property tax exclusively for school safety and security purposes. Passed the Senate on April 10th, and it's been referred to the House Ways and Means Committee. Something that was introduced on the 20th of March and has been referred to the House Ways and Means is high school internships that give a tax credit to businesses who employ high school students in career exploration internships, which is pretty interesting. And they just have to be in high school with a guaranteed amount of hours and maintain between a 2.5 and higher of a 4.0, which I thought was pretty, and, you know, thinking that that is possibly something that they might want to do after they graduate from high school.
Well, as I was going to say, that kind of ties into the whole idea of
being ready.
Preparing the workforce.
So,
and the tax credit seems like, I think it was $5,000 or half.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty substantial. And, you know, it was just seemed like minor paperwork that was required, and the turnaround from the department is within 30 days of your application. So, you know, the businesses will seem to get an answer pretty quickly for a minimal amount of paperwork. So I thought that would be a nice program for our kids. And another bill was introduced in the Senate on the 4th and referred to the Education Committee in the Senate for a high school curriculum requiring one unit of world history and high school social studies curriculum. And the Senate Bill 93, the open meetings that I talked about last month, has been referred to the State Government Oversight and Reform Committee on April the 9th.
All right. Very good.
I mean, I think that's really neat about those tax credits. How do they plan to make businesses aware of that? Do you know?
I do not know. This is relatively new.
Yeah.
I imagine that would be something we would probably want to run through our Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
I mean, they certainly have that outreach out to our businesses for sure. And quite frankly, the Chamber's working on a workforce development. So we're trying to build those partnerships. You know, it's certainly an incentive for us to get, you know, our build those partnerships with them to get our high school students out there and have the opportunity to do that.
And would the students get paid for doing it?
Yeah, they would get paid. Okay. That's part of a requirement. They have to be, it has to be at least 20 weeks in duration, include at least 200 hours of paid work in instruction. If you would like, I have a copy of the bill. If you'd like to take it to you next week.
You could just email it to me. I'd be certain. I mean, it's still in committee, right?
Yeah,
it is.
If you could send me that bill number, House bill number. I'm sure Eric is aware of it, but I would be happy to pass that along as well.
Reinforce.
What's the House bill number?
Yeah.
107.
What was the open meeting you mentioned?
That's Senate Bill 93.
What's going on there?
It was introduced on March 21st, and then it was referred to the Senate State Government Oversight and Reform Committee on April the 9th.
Any detail on that, like what it is?
Any detail on what it is? Well, generally speaking, it's expanding, requiring further information to be stated in motions to hold executive sessions. So while we have, like, kind of a general idea of why we're going into executive session, I guess they want it to be more specific. And then people who violate that, they're going to expand the fees and expenses that could be recovered for violating the Open Meetings Act.
All right.
But if you would like more detailed information, I can send the link to you.
She's got the full text out there she can send to you.
I don't think I printed that one.
All right. Thank you for that report. Next step.